took a while to load.
How much was to get up?
All right, let's see.
I know you.
Yeah? Tell me if it's on now, Pat.
Okay, I'm not. Let's see. I am seeing sound bars.
We're good. All right, we're good. Let's go. All right, everybody. I can't see it on this, though, for some reason. So I don't know what my
score is. Well, maybe that's what you have to.
Yeah.
All
right. So, Mr. Del Piaz.
Oh, now it's Mr. Del Piaz.
Oh, yeah. We use that term
loosely. What?
Lightly.
Scotty, I think you should be the one that sets up the scene here.
Sets up the scene? Okay, well, we're looking at some towels on a nice gurney table right now.
We are in a safe, undisclosed location.
Called the turkey for dinner.
This came out of a butcher shop.
So this all come about because at Good Morning Gloucester, we like to have fun. Make everybody aware of this. And we expect certain tasks to be performed from the GMG staff.
Yeah.
And when those tasks are not performed, you get demerits, and you end up lower on the list. Now, we had this list that Joey had a power list, Joe. Is that right?
That's right.
Power rankings of
the contributors on the GMG. And Jim is ranked last on that list.
Yeah, I was number 20 out of a list of 10. Yeah, I remember.
He was beat out by Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, and a couple of piping clovers.
Piping clovers. So,
regurgitated by dogs.
He had the... Drink up, Jim. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
So we've come up with this little scene here today. We're going to do a live chest waxing of Mr. Jim Del Piaz as kind
for
of a penance,
of
I guess, for his demerits of not playing the flugelhorn for Mr. John Popper during the Blues Traveler.
It was a very simple request.
That's it.
Yeah. I always said, the whole thing was, it was a bit. Can you play the flugelhorn and we're going to have John Popper rate your performance.
Would have been a lot less painful than this is going to be.
And that's right. And Jim said, I'm not going to play for him. He may not like what I can do. I'm going to be embarrassed to play for him. I'm like, Jim, it's a bit. No one gives a fuck if you can play well for John Popper.
Yeah.
And you refused to do it. But you were at the bottom of the power rankings. Now you have earned the right to redeem
this is
yourself.
The redemption.
Well,
that's right.
It hasn't
redemption
happened yet. Keep it back out.
This is
Remember
it.
The redemption.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
No, actually, no one asked me about my death row song.
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna say.
Oh, okay.
That's not a bad idea.
Your chest waxed.
Yes.
In the event that you perish. After this,
everybody needs the gloves. We need this to be sanitary.
Yeah.
You need this to be sanitary.
And you have to bend over, too. We just got
to make
sure that you're healthy.
Jim, would you like a pair of gloves?
This is going to be a two-for-one deal, Jim.
You're not gonna,
the gloves.
Ready, Jimmy?
It's
going to
be a two-for-one deal, Jimmy.
So where is that?
No, you're fine.
Where is that piece of paper here? The disclaimer?
Yeah, so, Jimmy, before we get started, you have to repeat after me. I, Jim Del Piaz.
Jim.
I know. You're warming up the glue. I can see it in the background.
I agree to have my chest waxed.
I agree that you can take.
Liberty.
You have to say those words.
Okay.
My lawyer says you have to say those words.
I agreed to have my chest waxed.
And I do not hold GMG or any Merry Castaway liable for the pain and suffering this may cause.
That is something I'm going to have to think about. Can I get back to you tomorrow?
No, my lawyer says we need...
We need confirmation on
confirmation
this.
That you cannot hold any one of us liable.
I will not hold on camera any of my castaways responsible for this. When the camera's off, we'll see.
And if you are to perish, that you will leave your life savings to the Good Morning Gloucester Foundation.
I will leave more than my life savings to the Good Morning Gloucester.
All right. You hear that? Sokolov and Sokolov.
All right. There we go. So wait. We should start off by saying this is, I'd like to thank Paul Gamber. Paul Gamber helped me select these live.
Oh, all right.
Live at CVS when we went to CVS.
Can Paul Gamber be held liable?
I'd like you all to notice the name, the brand name that we selected, because we're gonna move on from the chest to the NADS. As soon as we're done with the chest, we're going to the NADS.
You know,
tomorrow's show.
I do want to say that in this house, people come in for great food, great camaraderie, prayers, and everything. I'm coming to get tortured. What is going on?
Yeah.
Well, we have a roast. I did buy you a prime rib roast for dinner after you finish
it's
this.
It's going to be for the pain. I got it.
Just to think that the St. Joseph altar was right here.
Yes.
A few days ago. We are lying, Jimmy, at the altar of St. Joseph.
I would be remiss if I did not ask Jim Delpies, what's going through your mind knowing that this is about to happen from your colleagues?
Well, I would say basically, I feel like it's a game operation. I don't know who's going to do the surgery here. So if you hear the buzzing noises, let me up.
Do you have a hot...
What's the safe? Do you need a safe word? Do we need to have a safe word?
No, because you're not going to listen anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Do you have a high sensitivity to pain?
We'll find out.
Are you allergic? We should be the ingredients in this wax to make sure he's not allergic.
All right, Jimmy, go in the bathroom and put the towel. You got to strip down and show the towel. See what it says. We got to bring it down to the camera. Dalpalooza
2019.
There we go. All right, Jim.
Wait
come
a second.
On.
I'm leaving my pants on. What are you talking about?
No.
Get in your underwear.
All right, go to the bath. I don't want to see you change in front of us.
Jimmy, you could just open your shirt up.
I know.
Oh,
that's
no.
What
no. Go, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so while
Chris, you don't want demerit.
Yeah. Who knows what could happen next?
Jeez, we better
GMG
obey.
Demerits have been handing out like candy lately.
Yeah.
We better obey.
Where's the front of that box? We have a comment that says it doesn't look like Jimmy. What does the front? No, it does not. No. That is true.
That is the NADS.
So Pat, how about a shout out to
Mark
those
makes
who
a good point.
Those demented people who are actually
so,
chiming
yeah,
in.
Can you go through the list of the people that are with us right now?
We have Mark McCoy, Craig Kimberly.
Hey, Mark.
Donald Charette.
Oh, Donnie from Bishop Family.
Joe Higgins. Joey. Dana Blatchford, who's looking forward to Scotty's waxing experience. Paula Ryan O'Brien.
Smooth as a baby.
Bob Ryan. Jim McHugh. Donna Arden.
Jim McHugh. Mr. McHugh.
Mr. McHugh is here from Bishop Family.
Kate is here.
There's so many
Chris
names.
Thompson is here.
So many names we haven't heard before.
Michael
chiming Bertolino in just for this special
here.
Moment.
Here he is. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at this. This is something
like
else.
That's a classic shot right there.
Money has risen.
Oh, wait, Jim, hold on. Take a big swig of that.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Get some
big
of that.
Swig,
Jimmy,
Marty.
Do you have any tattoos big that swig. We should be aware of before we
this,
whack?
Jimmy, one this way, please.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Oh my God.
It went smaller. So
this is definitely Guillermo worthy.
One big swing.
Oh no.
Like,
here we go.
Yeah, we can do this tomorrow until we get a towel.
Oh, we don't wanna demean down
All right. Take the thing. Jimmy, hop up there, kid.
Oh,
we got the...
You see this? It looks like we're going to need more wax, guys.
All right.
Clear my calendar, Felicia.
I love. I tell you what. I love being Italian, but this part.
Felicia, we're gonna need more wax.
Watch your beer.
I said you're gonna need a lot more than one or two kids.
Oh, this is special right here.
Come on.
We need a before photo and an after photo.
Oh, honey.
Someone take this. Felicia, take this.
Did I ever think that there was going to be a guy at this table in my living room?
Can I have a pillow?
At the base of your altar.
Felicia, you get a pillow?
Man, a pillow.
Yeah, he needs a pillow. Give me a pillow.
Trying to make it comfortable for his pain.
That is physique. That is body by...
Body by beer.
Body by Budweiser, body right by there. Beer. All right.
Jimmy,
can
you do
have
any last words for those family members?
Yeah, for under his legs. And
yeah, give him a so he doesn't
under
hurt
his
back.
Legs,
yeah, he's
creeping.
Jim, lift up your legs. Oh, Jesus.
No,
under his knees. Jesus Christ.
I didn't know there was a process.
No, I don't want any part. I have no part of this. No, I'm not here. Bye.
All right.
Jimmy, do you have any words for family members that might be watching? Any family members, Pat, that are watching?
Paula Ryan is watching.
How about your daughter?
I'm thinking that my children might be watching.
Let's see what they say. Look at the hair situation.
That's going to get you a violation for sure.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't see Jim smiling one bit.
Molly says, watch the nips.
Oh, that's Molly. Oh, Molly. Thank you, Molly.
Okay, Jess is here as well.
Listen, Molly tied me up in duct tape, so
she
would know.
Molly tied him up in duct tape.
Joey, I think we should let the listeners chime in and give their thoughts of where we should start the first patch of hair strip from.
No.
The belly or the chest? Or
right in the middle. Just do it.
So, Joe, you have to lay down the rules. I mean,
hold on one second. You got to hold this for one second because I got to share this to Good Morning Gloucester. All right, hold on right here. Hold the thing.
Boy.
And every once in a while, if you see a great job, you have to
push and Aubrey are here.
Oh, great.
Hello, guys.
Say happy Easter, Jimmy.
Say happy Easter.
Charlene is chiming in.
Oh, no.
Charlene saying
I told Charlene I was going to get milk.
Right.
No, it's
it may still be true.
And Chris Thompson wants them to start in your armpits.
Oh, no.
Dana Blatchford says your mustache. He needs a towel to bite or something.
Where's the raw steak to cool it off?
Oh, Amanda. Amanda, we're so happy to see you,
right,
Amanda.
Amanda, who?
Let's see all the
food. Amanda.
Okay.
Oh,
what
Jesus.
Are you so? What is this?
All right, are you warming it up? Okay, now we have Chris.
Yes.
Now, Chris, you have to make sure that you get
there. I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it?
This
you got to do it. He's warming it up. This is how you do it. You warm it up.
Is this how you do it, Amanda?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
You got to get it nice and warm, so it'll stick.
We'd
like to ask people to share the podcast right now.
Yes.
If you share the podcast, I have one of my prints
that
I'm gonna donate.
Christ.
So if you share the podcast, we're gonna
go. This might
go
faster than I can write.
I hope people understand what a great prize that is. One of Joe's prints.
I have it. It's a 8x10.
Perfect.
It's an 8x10.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I have it.
Jim, I need your consent. There's 11,700 people on my live. I need to end it right now.
I think verbal consent.
Jimmy,
okay.
You have to say I give you my full consent.
Yeah, you
got to
say it. I think
you don't have to if you don't.
Amanda, I give you my full consent to the 11 point whatever million watching.
You got any belly lint in there?
No,
no belly lint.
I cleaned today.
No belly lint. Did you use a swab? Did you use a Q-tip?
Jimmy, when's the last time you showered?
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay, good.
Pat, with bourbon.
It's going to close up on Jim's face just to see.
With bourbon.
We're going to have to
I'm looking at
the shares later. We'll get them.
No, we can do it tomorrow, but we'll do it tomorrow. We'll go through it.
Too fast.
We'll do it. All right.
Jimmy, we're breaking the internet.
for me to keep up.
All right.
Thank you,
is this good?
Yeah.
Let's do the first one.
What do you mean the first one?
Huh?
No, this is only going to be one.
Oh, Joe Higgins.
I'm not doing this.
Come on, you got to do it. Go right down the landing strip. Do the landing strip.
I'm not getting the demerit. I'll do it.
All right, Scotty's in. Scotty's in.
Jim, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. The numbers are going through the roof right now.
I didn't want to have to do this. I tried not to.
Oh, my God. It looks like.
This is my highest view.
This looks like. This looks like the fly traps in Joe's office. You know, the flies that attach.
All right, right here.
I think his wife should do this. Pat should do this. Pat, you should do this.
All right. Pat's going to do the honors.
Just a little patch.
Right here, right down
there.
Just right down there. Right there. Now, it's best to go this way, I'm thinking, because it's going to have to come this way.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just put it on.
Jimmy, watch. Watch what it sounds like.
That's not a good patch of hair. She's being nice.
Oh, no.
She's very She's very aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Very aggressive.
You got the hair in there now.
All right. Here it is.
Are we done yet?
All right, no. You got to get his face reaction.
Are we done yet?
Not just
no, we just started.
Oh, you just put it on?
All right, we got it both. All right, ready? Say, count to three. Say one.
All right.
On your mark.
Oh, you want to do? Oh.
On your mark. Get set. One, two, three.
No.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. I can't do that to
next time you stop by. All
right. No, you got to get it while it's still warm.
Pat. We nominate Pat.
Sorry, honey.
Oh, George, she's kidding.
Ready?
No!
Ready?
No!
Oh, my God. All right. Now we need to get the landing strip.
Oh.
We need to get the landing strip next.
Oh. That's not too bad.
That looks sexy. You might get lucky tonight, Jimmy.
If you call that first one,
I'm
going to
tell you right now. There's no irritation.
That was a very clean.
That was clean. Pat, you did a great job.
Let's interview Pat. So, Pat, I mean, what was going through your head when
this might hurt?
You put
about
the poor guy out of his mercy. Do it quick.
Out of his. Look up here.
Jim, are you.
Pat, come quick. Come quick.
Sorry, guys. There we go.
All right, we're back. Okay. Good. All right. Get the next strip.
No.
Listen. Stop it. Stop
it. It's up to Jim. Jim, he did his penance.
Two more strips, Jimmy, and you make it. Two more strips.
Should we send this to the CDC for analysis?
Yeah. Send it to DNA and find out if I'm really Italian. Okay.
All right. Warm up. Warm up another. Oh, we got the dirt.
Oh, here we go, Jimmy. Ready?
This is a
does it have alcohol? Does it have alcohol in it?
All right, warm up.
Nicole wants to hear you.
I'm not rubbing that in. That's up to you to rub that in.
Oh.
Don't rub his whole belly now because we're going to get
Don't get any other hair parts.
Right. All
right.
Oh. It's starting to turn a little bit red. Oh, honey. All right, you're good.
Jim's the first time that she gets to use the lotion instead of you.
All right, Chris, warm up another one.
I see an affection.
Hey, warm up another one. You got to warm up another one.
Box?
You know, even with me laid out on a slab here, he's still the freaking boss.
Jim, would you like a drink? Be a drink?
When I get up. But
all right, we're going to let the viewers vote. Where should the next one be?
Oh.
Go right here down the landing strip.
Him too.
Or the upper chest?
Oh, no, the upper chest.
Upper chest, landing strip, or over the belly button?
No. Give him two choices.
That's where he draws the line.
Give him two choices.
Pat, okay? let me say what they say. You got to hear what they say. Upper chest is right here, all the grays. I think that would be attractive, so you wouldn't be coming up through your shirt. or the landing strip right here.
Look at this.
Intravenous. Intravenous bourbon right here.
You know they call me Nurse Ratchet, right? I'm good at everything but being a nurse.
What's the votes coming in?
Well, is this elder abuse? Is one
no,
of
no, we need to know.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do they want the upper chest?
Joey's back.
No.
Upper chest. Yeah, I think, yes. No. That's a great idea.
Landing strip. It's about landing strip.
Landing strip or upper chest?
Boy, it's about tied.
The only problem I have with the landing strip is there's
all right, somebody got to flip a coin.
Wall down at the bottom of the landing
strip. We got to flip a coin. We got to do this quick. Warming that up quick.
If there's a landing strip.
Who has a coin they can flip?
There's a brick wall down there. I don't want to hit the brick wall with the landing strip. You know what I'm talking about?
Jim, do you want to say anything to your friends watching back home in New York right now?
No, we don't do the show.
But Jim's going to say something to his pals back in New
York.
Oh,
my God.
Jimmy.
Oh, thanks. It's been great. You guys have always drove all my students out there. You guys all drove me nuts, so now I'm paying the price for it. Look what you did to me.
Gonna flip a coin.
What's amazing?
We gotta flip the
Jim,
coins. Heads is landing strip. Tails is upper chest.
All right, heads is what?
Landing strip.
Landing strip. And tails?
Upper chest.
Oh, Pat, there's some eagles on this. You wanna go?
All right, give it the thing. And it's looks like it's tails. Tails wins. I'm not taking the thing off of it. All right. You got it warmed up? You got it warmed up?
There
all right. All right, here we go.
Where are we going?
We're going upper.
That's it? Upper?
No, let's do a landing strip like this way.
Well, you can't. You got to do it against the grain of the
hair.
Oh,
I see how it goes.
You can't do it.
Oh my God.
All right, let's do it upper chest then. Okay. Upper chest.
Hang on.
Oh, wait. You're going for that mustache, aren't you? Oh, what did Nicole want?
Well, see, this is what you plan to say.
Okay.
What you plan to shout out.
Yeah.
This is kind of going this way, God. And this is kind of going this
because
way.
Because the kids are probably watching. She wants them out of the room.
So,
Scoony Boo Boo is going to be proud of his grandpa later on in life.
I guess we'll do this. There we go.
Ooh. Guys, that's not the landing strip. Someone.
Yeah, Molly's reminding us. Yeah. Okay.
Against the grain. Bob Ryan wants to do it against the grain.
Is it secure in there? You got to get it nice and warm.
Secure.
Rub it warm.
Oh, it's warm.
All right, here we go.
Rub you warm, honey.
Oh, it's
secure. All right, we're getting ready for number two.
Oh, there we go.
You got to count down 1, 2, 3, Pat.
Oh,
okay,
she
ready?
Doesn't know how to count.
Yep.
1, 2.
Oh! She got the one. She did it on one. She did it on one. What an evil bastard.
She is enjoying this.
Oh,
that's
she
gonna
did
leave
it on
a mark.
One.
That's going to leave a mark.
Oh,
that's
she did it
leave
on one.
Oh,
she did it on one.
Those gray hairs will never come back.
That's
Jesus.
Years of work.
She did it on one.
Thank you.
Years
of work.
The only problem with not finishing is that when he goes to the beach this summer, he's going to have that same patch just empty.
Oh my. All right, you got one more.
No,
and you got,
that's it.
He goes straight to the top.
I'm letting him off the hook.
What?
I'm letting him off the hook.
Are you? Yeah, Jimmy, I'm going to let Jimmy. I'm going to leave it up to you.
What? I don't even know
do
what's
you want
going on. You guys
over for dinner.
Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, man?
The roast is out of the oven, in case you wanted to know.
Jimmy. Oh, Jesus. Jimmy. Oh, we got. Oh, good. We're good. We're good. We're good. Jimmy, the question, I'm going to leave it up to you. Do you want, would you rather have. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have one more and be number two on the list? Number one more and you'd be number one on the list? Or quit right here and be a quitter for no and be number two. I'm gonna leave it up to you.
And folks, this is what I'm dealing with. Please understand what people ask me a lot of times. Why did you bring along to GMG? That's the reason. Right. Do I have a choice?
Yes.
No, I do not.
No, yes. Okay. So he's going for three. He's going for three.
I have to because you're stepping on my hand.
All right.
So.
All right. All right. Number.
That's the infection. That's the pus coming out already.
Oh, wait. I thought it was the bravery pin. I thought it was the Marine bravery pin or something. Oh. There. I didn't know.
Oh, honey. That's.
All right. All right. I want to remind people if you share the podcast and type shared in the show notes, I'm going to give away one of my 8x10 prints. So that's something to share it and type shared in the comments for one of my prints, and we are going to go one more. And okay, so
Molly says you look ridiculous on the beach if you don't do it all.
You know, Molly. Thank you, Molly.
All right, let's get one more warmed up. Do you have the other one warmed up? All right, McCarthy, I think you should do the honors on this one.
No, McCarthy. I can't do that. Now, let's talk about how you're warming that up.
I waxed my own butt, and it didn't work out too well, so no. I'm not a very good waxer.
No.
Wax on, wax off.
How are you warming that up? Is that from your...
I just put it in my... I mean, Pat is... She's enjoying it so much, I can't take those honors away from her.
Connor, you want a world?
How about Connor? How about Connor does it?
Oh, my Lord.
That's going to be child abuse.
Yeah, no, we can't have him do it. All right. Chris, this is up to you. And now we're going to let you pick the spot.
No.
All right, Scotty.
Can't do that, too.
All right, demerits for him.
Oh!
Demerits. He just went down. All right.
All right, then I'm telling
Scotty's going up. Yeah, Scotty's ready, really willing to do it.
I'm telling Kenny Chesney not to come on Good Morning Gloucester now. He finally responded to my my message and said, just throw me a date. And now I'm not going to.
All right.
Well, white lies get the merits too, don't they?
Well, that's right. He's even further on the list.
Guys, I'm on the table here. Can we deal with this? Because, you know.
Jimmy, did you have a good Easter,
I feel like things are growing here, you know? I mean.
Don't say that while McCarthy's standing over here.
All right, this is the final one.
Chris, you gotta do a 1, 2, 3 count.
Is it warm enough?
I have no idea what I'm
doing. All right. Give it to Scotty.
Well, you put it on and I'll take it off. No. That's a deal. That's teamwork.
No.
Oh, come on, man. Don't make me do this
right on his nipple.
No.
See, that's no nipple.
I get gloves on. I can't feel it.
Come on.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, you people. You're all a bunch of pussies.
All right, Pat is going. Oh, that was a challenge, I think.
McCarthy was quick with the bark about this.
Where are we going?
Where are you
going
to go on this side?
You got woozy.
Is it going to throw everything off if I go over here?
Let me see what that, Chris, let me see the screen. I want to see how it looks.
Let's go right here.
Oh, Pat, wait. Hey, open it up, quick. Open it up.
Hang on, folks. Jimmy hit the camera off the table.
Pat needs another spot.
We're coming. Hang in there.
Oh,
one more time.
You didn't touch it.
Hang in there. Can you hear us?
Oh, start from the beginning.
Hang in there, Jimmy.
All right, we're good.
Okay, we're back.
All right. Is this a good angle, Chris?
That's.
Oh, hold on. Right there.
No, that's not a good angle.
All right, is this a good angle? Yeah. Oh, wait, I want to get his face in.
Oh, wait, let me get up here. It'll make the hole.
Oh, there we go.
before you rip it off, can Felicia explain what this table is that Jimmy's...
Yeah, it's the table we have outside with that grill on it.
Do you make gnocchis on this?
This is the last one, Pat.
Yeah, I'm making gnocchis on it right now.
Was that the worst one?
Get the sob on him, quick. Get the sob on him.
Jimmy, it says here that waxing may hurt. Is that accurate? An accurate statement?
Was it better from above?
Hey, get a good shot of the full belly right now.
Pat, quick, give me the thing.
Oh, gosh.
Shut that thing off.
Oh, I don't know if you can you? There we go.
All right. Jimmy, I want you to know you have officially bumped, you worked your way back to number one in the DMG Power Rankings. Big round of applause. Big round of applause for Jimmy Dalpiaz.
Jimmy, Chris, what do you say to our viewers and our listeners? Do you have any last words you'd like to share?
Yeah, don't try this at home.
You need a tissue.
Joey, get a good shot of his belly. Okay. It looks like he's got mange now. He's all patchy.
Oh, shit, this thing keeps...
Nice round of applause for Guillermo. Oh.
Why is this happening?
All right. All right, tell everybody thank you so much. And we thank you guys so much.
Hang on. He had a cream. He had a cream.
All right. Okay. Everybody, we're gonna look at the shares, and we're gonna tomorrow we're gonna let you know who
was
did it.
Is it worth it, Jimmy? There's a question. Is it worth it, Jimmy?
How does it feel to be number one, Jim?
I'm creamy.
And on that note.